Blog Talk Radio.
Happening there, good people. It's your man Beach Bum Gun live on the off ramp, June 4, 2014, 11 p.m. What's happening there, folks? Tuesdays are always the tough days. You had the long weekend, you partied, you got it in, took some shots. You wake up Monday, you drag at work, but you're like, man, I had a good weekend. I had to get some rest on Tuesday. You're like, man. Plain and simple, I'm fucking tired, which is probably why neither one of my co-hosts are on the line tonight. But hey, you could be the ones that's on the line next. Feel free to call in 646-915-8680. I had a bunch of stuff I want to talk about. I wanted to get some more dialogue when it comes to the whole Boy Scouts of America accepting, you know, gay children. Is it gay children? Yeah, they're accepting gay children into the Boy Scouts, but they're still refusing gay men as scout leaders and gay women. And it's a lot of different topics that we can talk on that. If I get a couple calling in, maybe we get that good hearted discussion to see where people's minds at. But I don't want to do that. I don't want to just rant on my views about that by myself, because there's just so much that can go on with that story. So I don't think you have to worry about gay people. I think you have to worry about pedophiles more than anything. But Boy Scouts are weird, man. A bunch of dudes chilling in the woods, sewing shit. If that's not gay, like, how do you not accept gay people? The whole being of Boy Scouts is gay. Sounds like it. You know what I mean? I'm not from a major city, but I'm from the city living. So, you know, it would just... I mean, it's kind of shocking to me. My man, Mr. Righteous just got in. What up, son?
What's going on, brother?
Not much. Just in here rambling on, trying to make news of this whole Boy Scout situation. But I guess first and foremost, well, yeah, I mean, that's what I was talking about, yeah. Talking about why the Boy Scouts of America is allowing gay children, but not gay leaders or gay women leaders. Like, you can't be a woman and be gay, and you can't be a man and be gay, and lead a troop. But I say a bunch of dudes sitting around in the woods sewing shit is gay.
So that's like contradicting themselves there.
Don't you get a patch for sewing?
Yeah, huh?
I need somebody. DJ C Sirens back over here talking about what are they selling? I'm like, don't you get a patch for like selling? And she's saying no. So what do Boy Scouts get patches for?
Survival.
Survival?
Yeah, I don't think I ever seen Boy Scouts selling cookies. I always seen Girl Scouts selling cookies.
Yeah, them cookies are good as a motherfucker too, though.
Some Thin Mints.
Nah, I like the tag-alongs, though, with a little peanut butter in them joints. What? Hold on. DJ C. Siren, welcome to the off-ramp. DJ Sansara, my usual background noise.
Good evening, everyone. How y'all doing? I just want to give a rundown since Beach Bone Gun is a little bit confused exactly what Boy Scouts are taught and learn. But mainly, like M. Extra said, it's survival in the woods. You learn how to pitch tents. You learn how to make fire from flint rocks or sticks. You learn how to make knots so that you can escape ravines. Who knows? You learn how to make transistor radios. You learn how to make.
You got iPods now. Who needs a transistor radio.
All those things. It's a great organization. My brother was involved with the Boy Scouts at a younger age, and it was all good. So no, they don't sew. Girl Scouts sew. Thanks.
Yeah.
I need you to text your brother and tell him to call in so I can fire him up for being a Boy Scout.
I'll pass.
Yeah, it sounds like it's actually starting to be obsolete. I mean, I don't want to get off topic, but this is definitely a serious topic that we have. Because, I mean, I don't know, like, how do you know a kid's gay? Like, if you're talking about Boy Scouts, what age do Boy Scouts stop? It's got to be like 12. I mean,
obviously it don't stop because you got these old heads still, you know, part of it, helping these kids learn how to do stuff. With them little shorts and them dumb ties they wear around their neck.
But that's the chaperones. I mean, like, when do you stop becoming like a Boy Scout? It's got to be before teenage years. There's no way a man with nuts is a teenager and is walking around in the woods with other dudes unless you're gay.
Son, yo, I didn't see, well, the ones that I saw, they don't look like they, like, middle schoolers. They all look like different ages, like, from, like, middle school, I want to say middle school and up.
Like, high school, like, you're telling me there's kids in college and Boy Scouts?
I don't know where they stop at, but the way those kids look, when I saw them, they look like it was from that age range, like, middle school to high school. That age range right there, from the web, by looking at them, because some of them was like kind of tall, some of them had facial hair, but you know they didn't look like kids, like babies, like elementary school students. They didn't look like elementary students.
Yeah, sure. DJ C Syracuse called them the Eagle Scouts, but you know when you hit teenage, yo, I don't want my kid to be. At that point, you've had to learn all you can learn. At that point, what's really going on in the woods? I should be trying to stop you from humping women in the neighborhood. I shouldn't be trying to stop you from going in the woods with men and Twizzlers. I bet you they are in their pitch a tent. I don't know. Like I said, I don't think that a kid knows that he's gay so far. Boy Scouts of America say, oh, you can't come in because you're gay. A kid doesn't know he's gay until he starts trying to hump a man or hump a girl.
Nah, I wouldn't say that. It's starting to come out a little earlier now, man. I know somebody that knows a little kid that actually comes to school with his man bag and he gets teased because he carries a bag and it's not really a man bag, but I call it a man bag, but it's an actual purse, dude, and he's all of but fifth grade.
Yeah, I'm not saying that you can't make an assumption, but a fifth grade kid has not experienced life enough yet to say, oh, I'm gay. I don't know. I mean, people in fifth grade have babies. Oh my
God. Son. Yo, man, yeah, where you be at? Yo, this world is crazy, son.
I'll be in my own world, yo. Just my wife and Jesus.
Yo, I mean, you got 12-year-olds that's out here having kids, yo.
Right. I get that. But what I'm saying is, you think a fifth grader is like, yeah, I'm gay and I'm happy about it?
No. Nowadays they pretty much pick up on it and they understand it a little bit more and they know. I mean, they know what they're feeling and they know they don't like doing certain things. They know they don't like playing sports. They know they don't like getting their hands dirty. They know they'd rather be around women than be around, you know, go outside and play with the fellas, you know, playing basketball, whatever the case may be. They'd rather carry their man bag, get their nails done, and play with dolls.
Hold on. Me and DJ C-Sot were back here laughing up at you, yo. just because he doesn't well play sports and wants to not win doesn't mean he's gay.
Huh?
Just because he doesn't want to play sports and wants to be around women.
No, I'm not just saying that, that's the norm though. When we came up, we always went outside and we played sports. Even if you didn't like playing sports, you played it. Even if you weren't good at it, you still went out there with the fellas and played it, even though you weren't good at it. Because we know people who aren't good at sports, but they still tried it. They still did it. But these dudes don't know it.
Yeah, I still say our brother Willie is the most athletic person I know that is horrible at basketball.
But he still plays.
I don't understand how he's so bad, you know. He's such an athletic person, you know.
That's what I'm saying. Like it don't. I mean, but when it comes to, you know, the straight and, you know, being, you know, gay or whatever the case may be, the ones who are going to be that flamboyant type-ish, the only ones ain't gonna really try. They not even gonna want to try. You can see even when you get to middle schoolers, they don't get dressed for gym, or when they do get dressed for gym, you see how they interact and how their athletic ability is horrible. They don't even try. You throw the ball at them, they might turn around and run. But you'll catch the ball, throw the football, they turn around, throw their hands up.
Yeah, they got gay people in sports now. Bro,
I'm not saying that they don't, but I said the more flamboyant ones. I mean, there's some cats out there that go all crazy, but and play the sports. I'm just saying, like, the more flamboyant ones. Them dudes ain't gonna go out there and play no sports, y'all.
And they're showing up at fifth grade. Like, you're walking around flaming homo at fifth grade. Really? Is that what's going on in these kids?
Hey, man.
I guess that's true. That's tough, y'all. I hope my kid's not the one. Man, I hope seeing all that. But I don't know how I feel if a fifth grader is in there talking about I like boys, yo. Like, I feel like my fifth grade kid shouldn't be worried about.
I don't think they go as far as saying that they like boys. I think they just more so want to be a girl. I don't think they say that they like boys. I just think more so they are emulating and trying to be like a woman.
Well then you're going back to proving my point. The point that I was trying to make is I'm not saying us as adults can't look at a kid and be like, yeah, he's probably gonna end up gay. Because I know I got a cousin that I'd be looking at like, yeah, he's gonna end up gay. But I don't know if he knows if he's old enough to understand that he's gay. You know what I mean? So like I'm saying if the Boy Scouts of America say they're not accepting gay kids, I'm saying in the beginning that they said they weren't accepting gay kids. Like, at what age is a kid saying that I'm gay? You know what I'm saying? Like, what age does a kid understand
that? I understand what you're saying. What age are they actually saying that they are without you really pretty much guessing or knowing that they are, but they're actually coming out and saying that they are?
So they on that don't ask, don't tell policy? But I mean, I think they should be more. I mean, they keep worrying about all these gay folks, man. They should be more worried about these pedophiles, yo.
Yeah, buddy.
Right, you know, run a check on that. You know, I mean, run some flashcards of some kids in these dudes' faces, yo. See if they dick gets hard, yo. That's what they should be worried about. You know what I'm saying, gayness, whatever. I mean, I don't agree with being. I also feel like you're born gay. Just my opinion. But choosing to take advantage of a little kid. If I flash a kid's a 5-year-old or a 10-year-old's naked booty in your face and you dick guitar, yo, you can't be nowhere near a kid, yo.
Yo, that's an automatic sock in the face. You just get socked in the face for that one, yo.
Yeah,
like whoever's the one showing the picture should just automatically just punch that person in the face. you might as well just take them out right then and there before they even make an attack on somebody, yo.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, it's nuts, yo. Like, I truly, honestly believe that they should stop worrying about all these gay people running around and worry about these pedophiles, yo.
Yeah, that's worse, yo. That's horrible.
I was on that watchdog.com. I get on it like once every month or two to see if there's any more pedophiles that be popping up in my neighborhood. I'll be checking for them. I don't know.
How many y'all got?
We only got two, actually. And they're all on the outskirts of where I live. So they're not, they're probably like 5-7 blocks from me.
They're not on your block.
Nah. Hey, there's none on my street. There are actually two just in the apartments. That's in my neighborhood. I still be trying to look for them because the bad thing is there is a kids park around here. I don't know how they, that watchdog though, because that tells you like drug trafficking. I don't think I really looked at the charges that was on them.
But I thought they were supposed to put pictures up around the neighborhood too of the person.
Man,
I just tore them down.
I don't know. I still be wondering about them statutory rape cases because I still say when I dated my ex-girlfriend, we dated for 10 years. We got together when I was 14 and she was 13. At one point, I turned 18 and she was 17. If I had got locked up for statutory rape, that would have been bad, yo.
Nah.
I would have been on dog, yo.
I doubt if you would have did that for being 18 to 17.
It's illegal though.
Yeah, but I don't have too many people really saying too much about it that what 18
of course.
18.
It's just because we're both black. I bet you if it was a white girl, they'd have had me locked. She was white than a motherfucker though.
Oh man. you had to pull the race car, huh?
18 is young to be having sex. That's because you grew up around white folks.
Well,
you had morals. You had sex with me before marriage, so I guess your morals went out the window with my debonair charm. Put the belly on her cheek and it was over.
Oh, man. Who came up with that rule?
What, the statutory rape rule?
No, the heck no. I guess it's in one of the sacred Bibles that somebody wrote, that somebody interpreted, that they thought Jesus said.
Nah, well, for sex before marriage, or are you talking about statutory?
No, not statutory, sex before marriage. I'm not talking about no damn statutory rape.
Now, sex before marriage is not part of the Ten Commandments. Was that one of the Jews that wrote a bylaw? Because it's not a Ten Commandment. Jesus was a Jew, though. Jesus was a Jew. You're in good company. I mean, yeah, they say you're not supposed to have sex before marriage, but I always say, look, you got the Ten Commandments from God. If you follow those, then you're good. Hmm. And sex before marriage isn't one of them. But then people back then, you know what I mean? I mean, if we get into the Bible topic, people in the Bible, you know, they used to get married at like 13 and live to like 10,000, you know. You know, Noah was like 800 when he died, you know. I don't know, but that's a long life, you know. And he was a drunk, yo. Like, I feel like if my liver fails me for as much as I drink, I got shortchanged. That's just nuts. Yo, did you know on the Noah's Ark, right? So he did this whole scientific study on the Bible, right? So they were saying, how he shut the doors 40 days, 40 nights of rain. Well, standing water can't last that long and be fresh enough to drink.
Right.
So they said the only way Noah would have survived is if he'd have had beer on the boat.
Right.
Because beer can last that long standing and contains enough water to allow you to survive 40 days and 40 nights. And they said, that's why Noah ended up being a drunk and being naked.
So I pulled something up about that whole sex before marriage thing, right? So this thing is saying here that there is no Hebrew or Greek word used in the Bible that precisely refers to sex before marriage. The Bible undeniably condemns adultery and sexual immorality, but is sex before marriage considered sexual and moral? According to 1 Corinthians 7:2, yes is the clear answer, is what they say. But since there is so much immortality, each man should have his own wife and each woman her own husband. In this verse, Paul states, whoever Paul is, that marriage is a cure for sexual immortality. Is essentially saying that because people cannot control themselves and so many are having immoral sex outside of marriage, people should get married. Then they can fulfill their passions in a moral way. But then it says in Corinthians 7:2 clearly includes sex before marriage and the definition of sexual immortality. All of the Bible verses that condemn sexual immortality as being sinful also condemn sex before marriage as sinful. Sex before marriage is included in the biblical definition of sexual immortality. So I guess it is.
The funniest part to me is you say whoever Paul is.
Paul was one of the writers of Corinthians, huh?
Yo, fat dude has a complete understanding with the Bible. I'm gonna get him in church one day. I ain't trying to convert him.
You're not getting me in nowhere, brother.
I might. Well, when I die, you're not gonna come to the church, yo.
I mean, that's about it.
Well, then that'd be one day, yeah.
Okay. But see, I come there and they do their thing, and that's it. That's it. I mean, that's the only time I go. I don't even like going in, but I still go.
Because
all they're going to talk about is somebody's going to say the eulogy, and then all they're going to do is talk about how you put you in the earth and you do this to the earth, and then you go up to the heavens, and then who's next? Raise your hand is who's next. I'm not raising my hand. I don't want to be next. So why I got to raise my hand? Who's next?
It might be. Yo, I was at my aunt's joint, and he was like, who's next? Who's next? It might be you. It might be you. He pointed at me. I said, I'm out.
I stood up and walked out, yo. I walked out. They said, you go to the bar? I said, nope. I'm going
What church was you at when he said, who's next? I had to have a talk with him afterwards. Like, come on, man.
It was at the actual funeral home, because my aunt was a Jehovah's Witness. So it was just at the funeral home, yo.
Yo, it was crazy.
It was crazy, yo. And, you know, he was like, it might be you. It might be you. He was just pointing. It might be you. He probably, with that little rusty finger, looked at me. I said, oh, I'm out. I told Sierra, I was getting nervous, sweat running down my forehead. I said, I got to get out of here.
You only doing stuff like that, man.
I like hearing like when we was at our cousin's wedding, man. He did a heck of a sermon, man. He preached some stuff. I mean, the way some preachers do it, and they interpret it with the whatever the quote is that they're quoting and how they interpret it. I mean, some of them make it sound good, some of them just go crazy with it. But this dude at her cousin wedding, he did a heck of a job. And I kind of liked the way he was preaching. But some of them, man,
Why don't you try going to his church?
I don't know. I don't know, man. Maybe one day I might grace the stage, man, go in there and do some full-time stuff. But, I mean, I always ask everybody who go to church, I always ask, man, how's the choir, man? Because I mainly like the choir, man. If you got an old, rusty choir and they got 1,000-year-old... I need some good music. I need some good gospel, man. Like, I listen to gospel music. I like gospel music, man. Sometimes that stuff, man, it feels like my soul's leaving my body, man, when I'm listening to that stuff, man. It makes me at ease when I'm listening to it. So I like gospel music, but I don't know, man. I just gotta find somewhere that Huh?
I said, hey, man, I ain't rushing you. Yeah, you know what I mean?
I've been to some churches, man, when the choir is everybody in there 1,000 years old, man. Why is Sister Olamay 100 years old still leading the choir?
Maybe her soul be leaving her body too, yo.
Yeah, I know my man at the place would probably pointed at her. You next.
That's why he's just playing law averages. If she's 100, she very well could be.
Mhm. And then when I went to my cousin's funeral, like I said, man, when you go to these funerals, man, they do the usual, then the preacher do his preaching, but they go on these tangents, man. And dude was like, man, he said, I mean, I know my time on this earth is not long, but he's talking about, yeah, everybody got expiration date, but you just don't know what it is. Come on, man. But it was so many people in that church I couldn't leave, yo.
he said, just shelf life. You don't know when your shelf life is. It could be tomorrow. It could be now. Man. And I had like, it was so many people in that church. The church was huge and there was so many people there. I had my sister on the side of me. Then she had her daughter. And then I had my cousins on the other side of me. I was like boxing. I was like, I can't even get up and walk out. Man.
I just stayed through it, brother. I toughed
it out, man. You don't have to go full time when you start going, you know. You just, you know, pop in, see how you like the sermon, see how you like the choir. You try it one week out of a month, and then, you know, wait a couple of months, try it again. Or wait a year, try it again.
Whenever we got a wedding to go to, I pop in. That's when I pop in, yo. Because most of the time they have everything there, yo. Most of the time they have, like, the choir, people be singing and stuff, man. And then the preacher the last few we went to, do pretty good. Like when homeboy was talking at y'all, when G-Dad was talking at y'all joint, man, he did a good job, man.
Yo, G-Dad used to fire us up, yo. Because, you know, we go to his church, during football season, like during college, like we'd pop down to G's church, yo. We'd be in that joint. Well, G wouldn't. G's not as bad as the rest of us. We'd be in that joint. Well, I'd be in that joint, you know, smelling of cigars and alcohol just bent, you know.
Yeah, that's just horrible.
But I'd make it to church, yo.
And then, like, when we was at school, yo, when we was on football team, y'all, our coach made us, like, every Sunday we went to a different church. Like, we went to a Catholic church, we went to a Pentecostal church. We hit every church and stuff. And we didn't do a mosque. That's the only thing we didn't do was a mosque. But we did every church that was in Dover, Delaware. I mean, some of them churches, like, they were so small that they didn't have enough room for us to sit in that joint, you know.
Norfolk's football team goes to our church a lot. It's a lot of them. But yo, going back to the choir, yo. Sometimes, yo, I ain't gonna lie, yo. Church be like a whole music album, yo, for like the first hour and 15 minutes, yo. Yeah. I be trying to come late just so I don't hear too much of the music, yo.
Oh, like just that's the part I like.
Say that again?
I said, that's the part I like. I like the music part of it, yo.
I like
that part. And I like the end when the preacher start getting that frog in his throat and gah, gah, and gah. That's when, you know, he getting hype and the music start playing and he get the dancing. Doo, 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 and he start kicking his little leg.
I like that part. And then that's when I know it's almost time to go, yo. That's like the grand finale right there, yo.
So you in that church for the entertainment value, yeah.
No, I mean, I like I said, I listen to the word, but I just like the grand finale. I like the music and the grand finale when they get hyped, yo, and they get that frog in their throat. And they start sweating, and then you can't understand nothing else he just said. And then music kick in, and then everybody jumping around. Woo, woo, falling all over the place. Help me, help me.
Nah, she too big. I can't hold her up.
Good Lord.
Oh, but I love the Lord. Hello, you know. So
I feel you, bro. No, I'm not pressuring you. Just good conversation. That's all. But yeah. that's our time for the night, man. It's good talking to you, brother. I guess I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Yeah, hallelujah.
We play gangster music on the way out.
That's our person out here, man.